he can call sometime today, it's fine, no hurry.
I was working last night, getting military supplies out of the office, I got that letter. He had not figured out. Oh, not what that do, but he has found out 473 aircraft in the system in the next 10 days. And he never could find any. Says that's as close to capitulation as the other side can get. I've just had breakfast with Alex Johnson. He feels committed and outstanding. He said, of course, if you have to pay a terrific price in coalition government. Now, so I said, well, what if we could keep you in? He said, don't be ridiculous, it can't happen. So I said, what? I mean, just let's assume we could get an agreement that the GBN remains in control of its areas. We said that's impossible. Let's rather think of what less we can get if we can live with.
Nobody else that you've got to check. Of course, you can't discuss it. There's nobody who can read it. It doesn't matter on the political side, except our own, because we can't tell anybody.
That's right. On the political side, I'm just 100% confident.
One bad word is coalition.
I can kill that.
Back or appearance.
I can kill that. No. The one thing that may happen, Mr. President, the fact that I would have to say is probable, is that I have to take the whole circuit again next week. That is to say that I'd come back from Saigon on Saturday.
Not go to Hanoi.
Right. Then go over to Europe again on Tuesday.
Right.
Meet Xuanhui Wednesday, go to Saigon Thursday.
In other words, you would come from Saigon, not to Paris, but here.
I'd come here. Go over to Paris again, and then be in Hanoi the following day.
That's right.
And then you'd announce it on Tuesday. Assuming I can sell it to him, it's a big dose for him to talk to me and 2 days later I go to Hanoi.
Right.
If he knows it's coming, if he can posture himself for a week,
right,
I come back, consult with him again,
like
go off. It will start leaking then, but Mr. President, I don't really think it makes a difference.
Nobody believes me anymore. Yesterday said chances were dead. We leave both ways. We'll get those people's goddamn confused and press them up the wall.
That's what I think. Nobody will believe it until we've done it.
Nobody's going to believe it until we say it.
That's
right. Now, your theory is right there. Nobody believes it. That's why I never get quite as excited about the leaks over here or anything else. Nobody ever believes it until we say it, Henry.
That's right. and the American public, when you go on television, that's the end of the war. They can have it in the New York Times, they can have the text of the agreement in the New York Times, it won't mean anything until you go on television. And,
on the Cuba thing.
Good idea.
I guess they keep one guy, be very good on
it. I know that.
He's not here.
Three, four, two. I don't know.
You ask the man, what do you say?
He says he thinks we ought to do it. He, of course, doesn't know the political condition.
Now, you're going to have Hayes stay here to hold the fort.
That's essential. Abrams is a better man for this purpose anyway than Hayes, because Hayes is just an extension of me.
No, I don't mean that. Abrams is considered to be Jew's friend.
They may be swearing him in
Well, if you're gone, I suppose I can get him in.
You can get him in and talk to him.
Maybe that's right.
You guys have to be central for that, too.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an idea. I might do that. With Larry, I get Larry to trick around and bring something.
No, Larry has been good on this. He's so eager, such a peacemaker, I didn't do that.
Well, I couldn't be more.
But
I'm more relaxed or serene about the whole thing.
Yeah, it's going to be
like a decision is made to go. If it doesn't go, fine. Now, if it does go, it's a great effort. Either way.
The way I play it with the North Vietnamese, Mr. President, tomorrow is to tell them I'm definitely coming Saturday while they're going through the docking.
Yeah.
Or Sunday. So in order to use that as a black man, then when it's done, I'll tell them there are three possibilities. One, so I can't turn it down completely. Then Peter Cho has to come back to Paris and talk to me how we proceed. Second, Saigon accepts it with a few reservations. Then we have to go on what you and I call Route 2.
Right.
Saigon accepts it completely. In that case, I'll push on with our program. That conditions them to my going to Route 2 from Saigon. All things considered, the best possibility would be Route 2, but either my going on the journey again or with you meeting Q. The disadvantage of you meeting Q is you're importuning into me. But I'll leave it up to you, whatever he thinks about
him. We know, he's just going to have the present standing and everything, and also. Some people here say, well, we're probably not going to corrupt some of it. It doesn't make sense. You get peace, we got it. You know what I mean?
So either way, hello. This Henry Kissinger, I'm here with the President, and he was wondering whether you'd be able to drive over for a few minutes. Well, that's probably not feasible. Well, right. He'll catch you this afternoon. I'm going off, but Pedro said it out there.
Right.
He just wanted to ask you the same question I asked you yesterday afternoon and hear it from you himself. Good. Well, I look forward to seeing you in Saigon, and the President will see you this afternoon.
Good. What I was going to do is to lay the words in and say, now, look here, I expect you to sell them.
Good.
Can I just include you for a second? I impressed that we were in the suit on the League of Families, in that they will not take, Henry didn't go, no. They won't take the Vice President, and, I'm not so sure that we were just talking about something else. We have another problem, which is that we've moved the SALT announcement, which means they were banking on that as our news story today, which we don't have. So we have no news story, and we're giving the network news lead to this panel. So I'm writing stuff and all this crap. And
I can't go.
The way to override it is for you to go over there.
Yeah, I know. That's what you always want to do.
No, it's just we always write it in.
Well, I know that you come down to this, but for me to go there at this point is just.
Well, let's
of course I can override it.
Carol Hansen, the president, last night gave a superb political all out pitch for you on television. They had the session last night. They talked about the
Cora Weiss and Dellinger, you know, bringing the prisoners back, and they were booed. And they hit the point that, you know, we don't approve of this, and everybody cheered.
They couldn't take Henry now before he takes off.
Yeah, but that won't make news.
You kidding?
In the sense that it'll solve the problem with the League of Families. It won't solve the problem with the...
Because no one knows anything about it.
League Star, that's right.
I know. I'll be glad to drop over for 15 minutes on the way to the airport, and then tomorrow I can tell them I stopped there on the way to the airport.
I know it's a problem. Problem is, Frank,
you shouldn't use me to knock on your story at this point. I just think that's just plain.
Well, you shouldn't if it isn't the right thing to do otherwise. The question is whether it might not be the right thing to do otherwise. McGovern's turned him down. He isn't going to appear at all.
Okay,
they're with us, and it's
any problem. I just put like a labor still for you. God damn it. Now, you haven't had any asshole over here. You can write that.
No,
not one of them.
Yeah, sure.
Got the understanding of hell at all. They're all for
amnesty. I think if
they're all for amnesty. They're all for Christ.
I think if you, I tend to agree with Bob. I think if you gave an emotional 3 minutes, how they're inspiring us, that they're the ones.
Maybe it's not the right thing to do, and if it is, then we shouldn't do it. But it just,
well, Bob, you've gone to those four women time and time again and said, I'm going to do my best. I'm talking to them here. None of goddamn thing has happened except these three assholes that have come back.
No, except they're standing with you in spite of that. And because of what you are doing.
Anything I say will be interpreted as giving them hope. That we're making progress.
And we must.
That's what captive you see, Bob. That's the only thing.
No.
I personally think that there's something to be said, despite the fact that. I could have a little bit.
Well, doesn't probably should, just so they can't say we ought. I mean, the press can't say they
can. I know the desire to have me go, and because it'll be a bigger story.
Yep.
But don't underestimate the fact that Henry Kissinger will be on television the night that he goes.
So that's going to make a public appearance today, too.
I'm sorry.
Andrew set it up, but that's it.
Sure.
The thing about it is, Henry, I think actually, Henry, the world and the country is waiting for me to say one blip one way or another on this thing. And it's very hard for me to go there without giving him a little hope. Henry can give him a little hope, and it's all right. But my situation is, I don't know, I just feel it's a loser. I can do it.
They know you're not coming, and they know we've been working on other people, but they still think in the back of their minds that you're blinking on. That's the problem. That's a problem.
I see.
Because you came last year.
What time is their dinner tonight?
Wouldn't do any good if it's dinner tonight. If you're going to do it, you should go over this morning.
What about him? It's
probably better. The other problem
for 1 minute, but he doesn't come and get a hell of a play.
That's right. Plus, the other problem is there could be, if you go, an adverse.
Yeah.
There could be
that
some.
I'm exploiting the POW issue.
Yeah.
There's the other thing. We haven't done that. I just have a
feeling. Henry's not political.
I just have a feeling that seeing Henry with his strong voice on there, and also then the next day he's in Paris.
What would I say?
Just what you think he should say.
You know,
how much we appreciate the
strong. Here's what I would say if I were in Virginia. I would say, as I had met with you, We have never, I know that there's nothing closer to the president's arm, so forth and so on. As you know, we have made charges and so forth. The president refuses to exploit POWs for this issue for political purposes. We will not. Our goal is to get them returned and so forth. And then, the point is that there is nothing that we consider more important than to make the sacrifices of those who have served in Vietnam. Some have given their lives, some have been POWs in years of their lives. And you, who have stood by our policy, despite this, who have stood for peace and honor, that we are not going to let you down, I assure you. That'd be my speech.
I write in with the guy last night who said these peacemakers don't stand for what we have.
I can just do that in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That take you all there's a peace that will indicate that something.
Yeah, that's what I think, that we know that you'll drop your hand. And I think that if Henry was having in mind the fact that we are dedicated to that, and we are going to achieve that kind of a peace. Just say that positively. We are dedicated to a peace. And that the president has had to make hard decisions. For example, his decision on May 8th. And that decision, but what is, and he's had support for some of these children, some opposition. But the support that has meant the most to him has been the support of you, whose loved ones are POWs and so forth and so on. Because he knows that what it would mean to you to get them back. But you are insisting that this country must have peace with honor, and that's what we're going to do. How's that sound to you? You can say it would cost you a decision.
But I can't do it later than 10:30 because I should be on the plane by 11, but I could be on the plane by 10.
I think, actually, you can see the problem of my doing it. I think it looks like a crass attempt to, or you agree to disagree. I go over it, but not anything, but share it with the ladies.
Well, there's nothing to be said that you're doing it too.
The only problem is that I never will tend to take anything I say out of context.
The danger is that it will be taken as a hopeful thing.
With me, with you it won't, in my opinion, because they know that you level and that you're negotiating. And you can say that. You can say that I can assure you that's an act. And you could say I want to make no, I'm not here to make any, to raise any false hopes, but I can tell you that there is nothing to which we are more devoted than this. And we will make, and we will never make a settlement that will abandon the POWs. You can say that, we will never make a settlement that will abandon it, because his would. But we are, that one of the conditions of the settlement is the return of our POWs, a guarantee of their safe return, and the accounting for the missing in action.
I'm wondering whether you shouldn't say that. I'll be glad to say. If you give any indication that it's imminent, then...
I won't. But you just never know what's going to be interpreted out of anything. If I even,
last time it was a terrific hit.
You know, for years past, year more suffering and demagoguery and holes dry. Just go, you can go to the well once too often. I am worried about how they receive. I mean, I don't mean that.
But I'd be delighted to do it, Mr. President. If they indicate some displeasure with me, so what? I mean, that's no risk.
They won't.
I mean, they won't do it, but you can never be sure that there's some nut there.
Well, there might be some maintenance department.
Well, that's what I mean.
That's the thing. There could be somebody to squeal out some sort of what are you going to do about this or that? And that's something that might be television. Paul might have to figure that out, of course, but he normally does. But obviously, they all want to. Well, tomorrow when you're in Paris, the story with the main thing is, I mean, we're going to beat these measures. We are going to beat them. I mean, the political opposition are going to be beaten. That's why I say, don't worry about the election. We're going to beat them. And then we have to build a new establishment. We must do it. It was an interesting thing that Light indicated that they were going to endorse. That 100, they had objections from 125 out of their 110 top editorial people.
Endorse you?
Yeah. See what I mean? No. And so they delayed it a week. 125, 150. This is why the people that you've been doing six or seven times, you've gone and done their goddamn editorial board and the rest. Everybody else has.
Not that often, but I've done it.
But I mean, over 4 years. Sure, you've been decent to them.
Oh, yeah, I've been 4 years. Lifetime together, that's it.
I mean, the point is, I'm not saying wrong. We agree that you should. But the point is, the anonymous can't speak for his office. Beneath that, it's the bureaucracy, it's the universities in the island, particularly in the East, it's the media. Don't care what the top guy tells you, down beneath, there is a weakness of character. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. You agree with that?
Well, not in the country, but among the establishment. The country itself.
Underneath, in the establishment.
Because if the country was
not
healthy,
the country. Oh, may I hear it?
Would have destroyed you.
Okay. How much support did we get out of the IBD at that time? How many support
did you remember the president?
How much support did we get from the establishment press? How much from establishment television?
The
church, the schools, the colleges, and universities, I mean, the ones that are supposed to be respectable. And, if I may say so, the whole media, we didn't have a wind of support except for an Owl Little Voice, the Chicago Tribune, and Smith Hemstrom, and the Chicago Daily News. I mean, the Washington, New York Daily News. Pretty thin pickings, wasn't it? After May 8th was the acid test. And then this bureaucracy, who did we have? We had Agnew, but Agnew is just basically kick up in the nuts kind of a guy. We had Connolly, basically because he's more heartland than he is brains. He's both, he's fortunately a brains with heart. Heartland with heartland. Curious bunch. Curious bunch. He's a brilliant son. When I think of that decision and how much you're and how it's prepared us for all these things. The election, for example.
I think you won the election on May 8th.
May 8th, the election done. And we would have lost it in May 8th if we hadn't done it. We'd have sat back, remember Rogers and Larry in there.
You
with
had
the best of intentions, but Bill saying, well, I don't know whether it'll work. We didn't know either. And Larry saying, crisis is a hell of a risk and so forth. So we didn't do it. Do you remember Holmes's, if you had a fit? Do you realize if we hadn't done that, South Vietnam would have collapsed?
You would have gone to Moscow supinely?
China. And they would have stuck. If you thought that meeting at the Dacia was tough, you should have seen what it would have been otherwise. They would have been scorned.
You would have, everything would have become absolved, everything, because they would have had to, they would have known that you would have
when they saw them, you know.
And all of the agreed results first.
Thirsty.
Yeah. The trade agreement Wednesday.
Good luck.
Mr. President, I'll be in close touch with you.
Right.
I've got the various game plans.
If we want you to stop by this on your way to the airport.